Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
Oh, hello you. My name's Tom Price.
Hello, I'm Dave Cribb.
You should come and join us. Every day we do a podcast called Cabin Fever, where we talk to loads of comedians who've had to cancel everything else in their lives, so they come on our podcast instead, don't they, Dave?
Yeah, it's an isolation podcast.
Dave, were you yawning at the start of that sentence then? Was it just a little yawn?
Yeah, it's basically the Great Big Owl isolation podcast. We'll have people on from all our podcasts, from your Rule of Threes, your Brian and Rogers, your Musicals, your Bitchins. If you like any of our podcasts, if you like any of those people, chances are they'll be logging onto the Zoom call and just chatting, because let's face it, they got nothing else to do.
Also, there'll be a quiz on the bill. All right, see you soon. Lots of love.
Cabin FE83709. Oh, 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 that's our Twitter name.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Hi, I'm Beck Hill.
And I'm Matthew Highton.
And this is Concessions, a podcast where we interview your cult heroes at Comic Cons around the world.
Hello, you're listening to Concessions, the bonus episode with comedian me, Beck Hill, and
comedian me, Matthew Highton. I never knew we introduced ourselves as comedian me, but it's nice. I like it.
I was about to say with myself. It's getting to me, Matt.
Oh, don't worry about it, comedian. You, Beck Hill. It's all good. we know why we're here, but let them know.
Yeah. So we've just had our first season of Concessions come out. Thank you very much for listening.
Yes, thank
we really,
you
really
much.
Appreciate it. Thanks for subscribing and for reviewing. If you haven't, go and do that now, please. We've got a little bonus here. We've got a little snippet of an interview that we had with Christina Ricci. Unfortunately, due to some technical issues, we don't have the full interview, but we didn't want you to miss out. So we've had our fantastic editor, John Harris, put it together.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and I enjoyed it as well.
Well, that's the thing. We did this interview and unfortunately the tech failed. Not our fault, but we've salvaged a little bit of it. And she was just so lovely and so interesting and obviously such an icon of so many films that we're like, oh, we'll put out what we can. But we want you guys to know that it is not whole. Okay, well, we're going to throw you into the interview, which was once again recorded at Comic-Con Brussels. Enjoy.
We want to make sure audience gets some good questions. So if you have a question, yeah.
Oh, straight
and if you,
away.
If you can yeah, get you towards us, it, that would help. I'll go down. It's my turn.
Ugh. Hi. You mentioned that you were on the set at the same time as the Next Generation. Did you get to interact with anybody from the Next Generation?
I did
Patrick
not,
Stewart or anyone?
I think I might have smiled and waved. But I don't think I met them because I've met them since as an adult. And I think I don't think I met them as a child, no. But I did meet Frasier. So that was pretty great.
That's huge.
It's huge, yeah.
Kelsey Grammer.
Was it while you were...
Frasier. I feel like you can only refer to him as Frasier.
Yeah.
Was it while you were in costume?
I probably was.
Because I love the idea that he's just like this creepy kid just keeps showing up on the set.
Yeah, I mean, that set, the Paramount lot was amazing because it was just full. It was full at that time. And they were like really iconic, very like character-y things were being done, you know, everywhere. So the makeup and stuff was amazing.
We watched Last Action Hero last night and we just forgot how great the idea of just like everyone just being in this one place.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Yeah. That's so cool.
Was the whole of Values on there or was the camp?
All of Values. Yeah. I mean, we went on location for the camp stuff, but that was like 2 weeks in Fresno.
Still one of my favorite scenes in any film, the when it all twists in that scene. Just absolutely, not going to go into it, but well done, you guys.
Thank you.
Questions? If you raise your hand,
hands
don't be
up,
shy.
Questions.
We got some there. If you come forward, I'll get this one first. And then, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, I was wondering if there's still something that you would like to do in your career, either as an actress or as a in some other capacity in movies or television that you haven't done yet.
I would like to. I would like to be in some more action stuff. It's probably not going to happen. But you know, if we're just saying stuff, we wish. I'd like to do more actiony stuff and. I also really would like to do some more historical kind of stuff as well. Period pieces, I guess.
Combine them. Action history.
Yes. Yeah.
Action history.
You know him as Shakespeare. Don't know why that went in my head. Question was, yeah, hello.
Hi. First of all, I really enjoyed Prozac Nation.
Thank you.
Secondly, you've worked with a slew of really well-established directors. Tim Burton, the late Wes Craven. What would be your best like experience with which director was the one you had the best rapport with?
I don't know. I mean, I've had really good rapport with quite a few directors. I loved working with Tim Burton. It was really, really fun. I have to say, I thought I have to say, I think my all-time favorite was working with Terry Gilliam on Fear and Loathing, because he's just such a genius. It's so much fun to work with him. Yeah.
What a absolutely incredible film as well.
Yeah, he's amazing. And he was so much fun, and like he really like gets into it, and like he was like on the floor with me and stuff, and it was just fun.
So good. There we go.
Hello.
Hi.
So in like the 90s, you were doing Casper, Now and Then, and then just 2 years later, Opposite of Sex and Fear and Loathing. Was it an intentional transition? Did you suddenly start getting cast from the kids' roles to the adult roles? Or?
Yeah, the movies I did when I was younger, or not when I was younger, but sort of, I guess from Casper on, they weren't really movies that I at that time would have gone and seen. You know, and so I was excited to do work that I felt that I would feel passionately about and that I would want to go see if I were just a viewer. So it was intentional. Yes.
Yes. Lovely stuff.
To you, what are the worst and best things about acting, both child and now as adult?
I mean, I love acting. I mean, it's something that just like. The first time I ever did it at school, I was like, oh, this is what I was meant to do. Like, I just remember feeling like, oh, I found it. I found the thing. So I love everything about the job itself. I don't like fame. I love the work and I love the art. I think that those are the things we should obsess about, not people.
Very good answer. Have you ever had a moment where you thought you wanted to walk away from it? And if so, there was some because you wanted to do something else, or is it you've just maintained that sort of love for the industry and what you do?
You know, this is what I do.
Yeah.
So for me, it's never really been, it's never been an option to not do it. It just feels like this is what I was meant to do.
I'll just reiterate as well, we love you doing it. I don't want this to be an interview like, I don't think they want me to act anymore.
No. And also I think the thing is a lot of people come and find you interesting as a person because they love what you do and the art that you put into it. I think a lot of us, we want to love what we do. Yeah. And there's something really magnetic about seeing someone who loves and is passionate about what they do and doing it well that draws you to them. You want to know more about that process.
Yeah,
so, yeah. So I realize, unfortunately, fame comes with that, but we appreciate it.
I'm not complaining. I'm just, you asked me the worst of best, so.
It's a very good answer. We got any more questions whilst I'm down here? If you want to just come this way past the speakers, otherwise we'll lose people's ears. I'll take your question whilst I'm here, though.
So you like working with Johnny Depp?
Amazing. He's incredible. Total gentleman. Lovely. Yeah, great.
There we go. Who had a question? There we are. Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Just a quick question. You mentioned having a five-year-old kid and in your latest movie, 10 Things We Do Before We Break Up, you're also kind of doing arts and crafts as a job. Is this something that you sneaked in or was it scripted?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand the beginning part. What movie are you talking about?
10 Things We Do Before
It was scripted. Yeah, she was a children's books illustrator. Yeah. But I actually, that is my kind of art form, is collaging. I'm a big fan of the collage medium.
I knew a collage when I saw
it. I love it. Love to collage.
We'll get you some magazines in the green room. Yeah, pairs of scissors.
Well, she's not doing any more signings, but there is going to be an incredible collage.
I will make you the best collage.
Yeah. Any more questions while I'm down here? We've only got time for a few more, so.
Yes.
Yep.
Hi.
Hi.
You had a very long career already, started very young. What is your most rewarding role that you played so far?
I don't know. I mean, certainly, well, Wednesday just keeps on, in terms of being rewarding. I mean, that's the one that people seem to respond to and seems to bring people so much happiness. And I mean, the other ones too, but I would say that that was probably the part I've done that has had the most impact on my life. Yeah.
Were you aware of the Addams Family before you went into it? Because obviously the old series.
No, I didn't know. My mother told me what it was.
Oh, really?
On the way to the audition.
And now, because like your Wednesday Addams is the one I think that gave it that sort of everlasting impact. Like already, if you glance around, I'm sure you're quite used to seeing Wednesday Addams everywhere you go. But are you still amazed by that, or is it something you don't really think about? Like,
you know, I don't think about it that often. I do. It is something I sort of take for granted.
Yeah.
But it's incredible that it had that sort of impact on people. It's amazing that it's such a referenced character.
Every Halloween, I bet you go out and go.
It's my season. Yeah. I traded my childhood for the Halloween season.
Yeah. Have you ever done a cosplay with your son?
Terrible. I won't even dress up for Halloween. He gets very upset. I told him that the parents weren't allowed to dress up, and then, but then I slipped later and told him that, like, no, that guy, that wasn't an astronaut, that was Rami's dad, and he was like, wait a second, dad's dress up, so now he tries to get me to dress up, but I refuse to dress up for Halloween or any other time.
Oh, really?
I think it's because it's what I do for a job.
Yeah, ever had any trick-or-treaters come to your house and recognize you?
I don't think so. I'm not sure.
I'd love it if they just walked away and they were like, oh my gosh.
I don't know. I don't think they have. I don't know.
I think because we have to wrap up very soon. Is there anyone who's got a last question? Dan, you're so like, yes, please, okay. You've made all this fun. She's come all the way from the bank.
Hi.
She's even...
Good job.
...used armoured her backpack so she could get through. It's great work. Right, this is your question.
If you were a hero, what would you like to be your superpower?
I would want to be invisible.
Oh, good one.
I knew my invisible.
Yeah.
Would you be responsible with that power?
I mean, define responsible.
legally responsible, but mischievous.
I mean, I would probably use it for my own benefit, my invisibility.
What are you going to do with that? I'm curious.
I like to watch people, and I like to, like, information. Yeah. I mean, I could get so much information if I was invisible.
Oh, yeah. I'd abuse my power so much. I would get so much info on everyone.
Yeah.
You could at least check out all the stalls without getting stopped.
Anything, yeah.
Yeah.
I think we're going to be wrapping up. Anything you want to close on, Rebecca?
I just want to say I'm very excited to be here. Yeah. I'm trying not to fangirl too
Shut
much.
Shut up, Beck. yeah, thank you for coming all this way.
Thank you, guys.
I'm going to say on behalf of Belgium, it's yeah a long way to come. We're very thankful you graced our stay.
So happy to be here.
Yeah, you're here all weekend.
Yes.
So please do go see on a store.
Yeah, bring us some magazines.
Yeah.
That she can cut up into pieces.
See how fast I can collage something.
Yeah, yeah.
I've heard she can collage a whole magazine in 46 seconds. That's just what I've heard.
Well, stop. And also, we need to get it out there. Anyone who writes scripts, action movies, historical action movies.
Yes, yeah. That's right. Yeah. That's what we decided on.
Okay, Belgium,
Thank you.
You know what to do. Yeah, just show your love.
Yeah, so that was it. That was a little snippet of the time that we had with Christina. I really, really appreciate it. The other thing I wanted to say in this little bonus app is that obviously we were planning on having a series two come out to line up with Comic-Con Brussels in August. Unfortunately, that has been postponed, hasn't it, Matt?
Yes, there's a little thing called COVID-19 around at the time of recording. And yeah, unfortunately, I assure you guys already know because you are probably Comic-Con fans like ourselves. Yeah, it's just shut everything down. So I guess we just hope you're staying safe and there are plans to reopen at some point in the future. And as soon as that happens, we will update you guys and we'll obviously get any interviews over to you.
We have a few options in the meantime. If people are hungry for more, we can try and find some of the archival footage from previous interviews. There's a few other different things we can do. We also want to know who you would like us to interview in the future once everything is ready. You know, who would you like to be at Comic-Con Brussels or indeed any other Comic-Cons that we host these interviews at? So find us on social media. We're at ConSessionsPod. That's on Instagram and Twitter. Find us, tell us who you want us to interview, or tell us whether you want to hear more or whether you're happy to wait. Yeah, it's all down to you guys, and that's why we put this out. It's for the listeners. The other important thing is to make sure that you share this show with everyone that you know, because we only put it out because people are listening, and if people stop listening, then we'll stop putting it out. So I cannot stress how important it is to make sure that more and more people are listening to keep us going.
Share, share, share. That's the message. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Spell S-H-A-R-E, not C-H-E-R-E.
What? Oh, no.
We're back on turn back time. Matt and I have started occasionally live streaming a little catch-up chat on Instagram on Friday nights, tentatively 9:30 p.m. at the moment, but we might be subject to change. Keep an eye out on our socials for more information about that. We've been sort of calling it just two best friends, which is in line with an ongoing in-joke.
Oh, yeah.
Which we'll explain in the show. If anyone wants to see what we're up to just as humans, check us out on Instagram. I'm at Beck Hill Comedian. And Matt?
I'm at It's Matt Titan, because another Matt Titan beat me to it.
No. Once again, we want to thank everyone who helped get this podcast out there. That's our editor, John Harris, producer, Joel Morris over at Great Big Owl, Alex Rimmersvold from Brussels Comic Con for the recordings, and of course, the mysterious Breakmaster Cylinder for our theme. Have I missed anyone, Matt?
I think you've absolutely nailed it. I think we'll let these lovely people go. And yeah, if you want to listen to this again, we're not going to stop you. So enjoy. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
This has been a Great Big Owl production with help from Joel Morris, recorded by Alex Rimmersvold at Comic-Con Brussels, who we are very thankful to have us hosting there, produced and edited by John Harris, with the theme tune by the mysterious Breakmaster Cylinder.
GreatBigOwl.com.
Can't face those Twitter notifications? Forgot to watch anything but Netflix? Dreading the video conference small talk at 9? You need a news vitamin, you know. You need the Smart 7. It's a brand new daily podcast that puts your brain into gear. Everything you need to know in less than 7 minutes. You need the smarts? Hey, we got the smarts. The Smart 7, every weekday at 7 a.m. Available right now on Spotify and all the usual places.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.